Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Troy Murray from your WGN Radio broadcast team. Troy, I got a feeling that had they won last night, you wouldn't be that sleepy this morning. But since they didn't, you're tired, aren't you?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the players are going to feel the same way. If they had won last night, they'd wake up today and they'd feel a lot better about themselves than they do this morning.
It was kind of the opposite of the first game where the Hawks kind of came out strong. Not last night, huh?
Well, you know, you look at last night and you knew that Edmonton was going to have a good response. It's just the way it works in the playoffs, and just because you won one game, you can't get too excited. And their best player, Connor McDavid, made the difference in that game. He was great. Some of the goals that he scored were unbelievable. But it doesn't matter if they lost in triple overtime by one goal or get blown out. It doesn't matter. It's just one game apiece now, and so it's the best of three moving forward. And now it's the Blackhawks' turn to regroup and respond the right way.
Troy, what did the Oilers do to keep Dominik Kubalík off the score sheet last night?
I think they just had better focus all around and what they wanted to do. I'm very familiar with their head coach, Dave Tippett. We played together at the University of North Dakota, so I kind of know how he's wired. And, you know, if Connor McDavid has a good game like he did last night, there's going to be extra focus on just making sure that you're paying attention to doing the little details right when he's on the ice and not give him that ability of finding some open ice. And the Oilers had some really structural problems in their own end in game one. The Blackhawks had some issues in game in the second game last night. Connor McDavid, the world's best player right now, was left wide open and gave him the ability to use his talent and kill them. You know, three goals on three shots by Connor McDavid last night. You just have to make sure that the focus that you wanted to do in game one against Connor McDavid is something you do in game three. And for the Edmonton Oilers, it was the same thing. Okay, let's take away the ability of Kubalík to find those open areas and get those shots. Let's be better structurally. Let's pay attention to that Toews, Saad, and Kubalík line a little bit more than we did in game one. They did an excellent job in regrouping and responding the right way.
Which is now what the Blackhawks have to do. And how much encouragement do you take from the fact that despite the rough start and being down, 3-1 there, that the Hawks are able to find their way back, pull even in the game before Edmonton finally, and to be down a goal in the third period, so you still have a chance.
Yeah, you know, when you're, you know, listening to the game last night, you understood that the Oilers came out flying. And there was an early power play for the Oilers, and it was 2-0, and Corey Crawford made a couple big saves, and all of a sudden the Blackhawks go down a minute or so later, and they end up scoring to get the game within one. It was 2-0, then it was 2-1. I thought they did actually an excellent job of hanging around and really working hard. And a couple times they were down two goal deficits and they fought back to tie it 3-3. You know, an unfortunate power play, and again Connor McDavid gets a lucky bounce. It goes off Ryan Carpenter's stick. It goes off the back of Duncan Keith's leg and in between Corey Crawford and pads and into the net. It was just one of those fluky ones, but that gave the Edmonton Oilers, you know, the lead again. The Blackhawks were chasing the entire game. Give them a lot of credit though. They did, Dave, work hard coming back to battle in that game. You thought a couple times, it's like, oh, this is going to be really bad, but I give that group a lot of credit. They didn't quit, and they worked hard, even though they didn't have their best effort moving forward from everybody, and they kept the game interesting. And I think the goal by James Neal where Corey Crawford went behind the net and misplayed the puck, that was a little bit of a tough one because they were already down one. They were battling hard, and when you're within one, anything can happen. I think that kind of deflated the group a little bit, and they lost their focus, and right after that, the Oilers scored their sixth goal, and then at that point, the game was over.
So kind of a matter of just regrouping as you look towards game three tomorrow?
you know what? There's not much else you can do. You don't expect, and nobody thought that the Blackhawks would sweep the Oilers. Everybody got a little bit excited, but you know it's a tough series. It's back and forth, and again, it doesn't matter how you lose games or win games in the playoffs. It's just that if you do win them, because you just put a chalk mark on the board and you move forward. So they lost a game. The Oilers have lost a game. You can see the potential and the scary part of it if you're not prepared to play against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. So they have to make sure that they'll be better. I expect that they'll go over the film and they'll find a different level. And if they don't, you know, they're going to be in trouble. And the one thing that Jeremy Colliton talked about, and if you look at some of the time on ice numbers in that game, you know, he said, I like the way that we competed overall, but we didn't have enough going. And that's the fact. There were some players last night that didn't have their best game. Their ice time was taken away, and it forced Jeremy to do some things that he didn't want to do. But at this point of the season, you have to go with the guys who are willing to perform and to play. And if you're not, you're not going to be playing a whole lot. So personally, you have to take that to heart, make sure that you're prepared a little bit better, and you get ready for that game tomorrow night.
Troy, what do you miss most about not being inside the stadium?
Oh, a lot. I mean, you know, to me, that's the best part of it, to be inside the building, to feel the atmosphere. And as a former player, you know, you kind of, even as a broadcaster, now I feed off that energy in the building. I like being around, you know, the crowd, the energy inside these buildings. And it's a little tougher to get that energy level up when you're, you know, sitting in a room and staring at a TV monitor. But it's new for all of us. Hopefully this isn't the new normal moving forward, because, you know, I really do enjoy being around the rink and just absorbing the atmosphere that's there on a game day.
Well, you guys are doing a great job of providing the atmosphere for us. All right, time for you to go back to sleep now and get ready for tomorrow night. Thanks, Troy.
Bob, Dave, thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Troy.
Troy is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com.